Thank you for holding. Is this David?
Yes.
Hi, David. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me about the listing or how we can help your business?
Well, there's still a lot of questions.
Okay.
Yeah, it's greased. It's good to go for now.
Okay.
Anyway,
what kind of questions do you have?
Well, I'm just curious, how much and, I guess what it takes, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't really prepared for this yet this morning. I'm in the middle of fixing a piece of machinery.
No, I understand. Yeah, I mean, we didn't know we were going to be calling you either. Pretty much when a spot opens up, they just tell us, hey, these are the guys that qualify, and, you know, my reps and I, we go out.
Well, what do you mean qualify?
Yeah, so Google has a list of top recommended options on the first page, and they, you know, before they actually put a business there, you can't just, like, call in and say, hey, I want to be on the first page, you know? They want to look into the companies and make sure there's no, like, bad reviews, how long you've been in business, things like that. You know, they'll look at
so
other
how
platforms.
So how did I pop up on your radar then?
That's what I was telling you. So they look at length of time in business, any reviews that you have, any background screenings that you've done online or other platforms that you're using, if you have, like, Facebook profiles. Google is a search engine. So, like, anything that you put on the internet is basically being posted under the Google search engine. So all they got to do is look up, like, tree services or companies that provide this service in Cascade, and it gives them all your listings. Does that make sense? So they're able to see everything on every other platform that you're using. And then if it all checks out and there's not a bunch of bad stuff on there, you know, they'll throw you into the qualified candidates list for my reps to call, like Tara, and they'll further pre-screen you or qualify you. And if they feel like it's a good fit, then they'll send you over to me, and then, you know, we can close it out. If it's something that you want, you could solicit that space. That's pretty much the process.
Well,
you get screened once,
how did I pop up
twice.
On your...
Mm-hmm.
You there? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm listening. I'm trying to... I think there's a delay in the line.
Could be. How did I pop up on your radar?
That's what I just explained, is like, we're a Google partner. Google creates a qualified candidates list. They send the qualified candidates list to my reps, like Tara, that you were just talking to. Then they call you. They'll pre-screen you, make sure you qualify. They just ask you a series of qualifying questions, making sure that you cover the right service area, you know, length of time in business, et cetera, et cetera. And then she transferred it over to me.
Okay.
So you've been pre-screened twice, once without you on the line and once with you on the line. That's how you got on my radar.
Something must have popped up yesterday when I was working with Angie's list then.
Well, that could be a thing. You know, there's Facebook too. There's more. You're doing more than just one thing online for D&D tree and land management.
Yes. Yes.
So obviously, if somebody's doing Facebook and they're doing Angie's and Google's the most profitable form of online advertisement for the last 15 years, and we have a position available, that'd be a good guy to talk to about it, right?
Yeah. So, I'm just curious because I don't want to be hit with just a sales pitch. I'm into results, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that's why we're calling you, is because Google's been the most profitable form of online advertisement. We see you're invested in other online advertisements to help your company get business. And we're going, hey, you know, we got the most profitable way to do this here, and this guy's obviously interested in it if he's signing up for these other services, you know. So we're going, okay, if this makes more sense than what you're doing now, let's give him a call. You know, we don't want to go through 100 cold calls either. We want to find the person that ideally – it makes the most sense for, and contact him. It'll save us a lot of work. So it makes more sense for you to do this than what you're doing now, because the company that you're doing now is paying to be on the first page of Google. So they're doing this. And all they're doing is reselling you the leads from their placement, but those leads will go to three or four other guys, and they're going to charge you the lead fee even if you're not the guy that gets it. So I think you would agree it makes more sense to just list yourself independently and let people call you directly without subjecting yourself to those lead fees or the saturation of those leads, right?
Yes. So what are your fees? What are you trying to sell me? How does this work?
Well, it really just depends on like how much ground you're trying to cover. Like if you want to keep it within 30 miles and list yourself for up to 15 keywords or services at a time, then it's going to be a lot more cost efficient than if you're telling me, hey, I want to cover the whole state of Idaho, you know? So
oh,
it really,
no, I can't cover that much.
Okay. So, I mean, if you want to keep it within 30 miles and then we build your .com for you, since you don't have a .com, and we run the Facebook ads to give your Facebook page a boost, that's a platinum package. That's what Parker Tree Service is using now. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Really? I'm very familiar with it. They got a satellite shop in my town.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So obviously if they're doing it, it makes sense, right? Smart business owner's not going to pay for something that's not generating a good return. So these guys got 250 Google reviews. They've probably gotten a lot more jobs than that. You know, only about 10% of your customers are actually going to go write a review unless you request it from them. So
right.
Can imagine the client base that they've established from being on the first page of Google. But their campaign is a platinum bundle. They have that locally. They're also doing some sponsored ads outside of that. But their platinum bundle, it's normally $4.99. I could put you on the same package for $2.99 on a month-to-month basis, and that's with the custom website design included.
Really?
Yeah,
so,
about $10 a day. Yeah.
How does the website, you obviously have your own web designers.
Yep. Yeah. Our company's huge. We got about 350 people that work here. So we have graphic designers in-house that'll be assigned to your site. Obviously we pick your brain. You know, there's a client interview. We want to make
right.
sure it's fully customizable.
I am not a computer person, so.
Yeah,
it either works or it don't for me kind of deal.
Yeah, that's even more of a reason to have our services, you know. I got guys that are like 75 years old, 80 years old. They're not computer people either, you know. We do all the legwork on it. You just got to answer the phone when the customers call in and try to generate as good a reviews as you possibly can.
So what if I want to put some of the ads on hold for a bit, what?
Well, it's month to month, David. I mean, if you decided that you didn't want to do it, you could discontinue it. There's no cancellation fee, penalty, or anything like that. We'll just part ways as friends. But even if you only tried it for a month and left it, you'll still be in a better position than you are now. Because right now, I mean,
right.
You know, you don't have the Google Business Profile even verified or anything. So it's like a customer searching for even your company by name is going to have a hard time finding you. Without going through Angie's list
right.
and getting turned into a lead and then sent to your competitors, you know. So it'll still create your Google Business Profile even if you left us and then you have that. And, you know, that's still beneficial. Having your own website, too, is still very beneficial. But, you know, the first page placement's really what's going to bring in the customers on a consistent basis.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long does it take to get up and,
Yes, that's a great question, actually. So it usually takes about 7 to 10 days to get what's called a Google PIN verification letter. And that's under promising over deliver. The PIN verification letter is this postcard that Google sends to their, businesses that they verify and post on the first page. And again, this is something you only got to do one time for as long as you own your business. It adds a lot of credibility when you have that symbol. It says Google verified. That way they know you're a trusted contractor, right? But they send that to you in the mail. So it takes a little bit of time because a 5-digit number on the back of that postcard. So between now and then, what we do is we would obviously do the client interview, get the website up and running, get everything up and running to its full ability. Are prepared to be up and running to its full ability, and then once we get that postcard, we can launch and actually go live with it. So you'll see return on investment in the first month, but month two is where things are really going to start to pop for you. That's why Google tells us to tell our clients, even if it's a month-to-month service, that we recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up.
So, okay, to do that, do you have an annual or
is yeah, I mean, we do have an annual. No,
or a
no, I mean,
package or
yeah, we have packages, which is a smart question as well. You're doing really well with the questions, but it saves you money. So we have a 6 month option. It's $1,300. That will save you about $500 over the next 6 months with the $299 pricing structure, that I have you quoted at monthly. So you same package, all the same bells and whistles, $1,300 for 6 months. Or you could do an annual package for $25. At $299, you're slated to pay about $3,600, give or take. So, you know, that'll save you about $1,300 over the course of the year, or $100 a month. So obviously doing the annual packages definitely have its benefits.
Okay. And this is pretty elaborate, fancy, top shelf website. We've
yeah,
all looked at websites that were just suck.
No,
you
no,
know
this
when you
is
see
a, yeah, no, yeah, this, I could show you an example. This is a custom website design, David. So it's,
okay.
you can put videos on it, as many photos on it as you'd like. We would help you develop a logo if you don't already have one established. You know, we'll walk you through that
we
whole process.
We do have one in process we've been working on.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have you send that in. We'll brand the logo on the platform. So the website is as advanced as you could actually get, these My Sites. So they're fully customizable, custom website designs.
Now, is that something we can add to and subtract, like pictures, videos?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll have full access. So every
on
client of ours. Yeah, yeah. You'll have full access. So every client of ours has an account dashboard and tracking system. And it's really easy. It sounds complicated, but it's super simple. You can download it to your phone as like an app. But you could go in there and you could actually modify the site from there. You can modify your Facebook pages from there. Or if you just don't know how or don't want to do it yourself, you could just tell them in there, like, hey, revisions request. Can you guys change this or this? And then our graphic designers just get the message and do it. So they're automatically connected. In real time, we also have a 24/7 customer service for all of our active clients. So anytime you want something
done. Are you guys Idaho-based or?
No. We're a Google partner. We're in Orange County, California. We're like right next to Google.
Okay.
If you look us up, you can see Google behind us. Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. Okay.
Yeah. We do this all over the country, obviously, but the Google headquarters are all in California. There's 3 Google headquarters and one's northern, central, and southern. We're closest to the Southern California location.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
yeah,
I'm definitely interested.
Example. Okay. Well, I figured that was the case, but it was more so like what type of package did you want to do? Did you want to do like month to month?
Well, I'd like
month,
to
or?
Go with the I can't do this any of the big packages until probably after Memorial Day.
Okay.
I could start one now, I believe.
Well, the key is to capitalize on the position. So if you want to start out month to month, and then I'll also send you my direct number and extension, I'll be your account lead here, kind of walking you through, making sure it's working for you. And then, you know, if you decide, hey, you know, before next month's bill is due, let's do a 6 month or an annual, I'll prorate it for you. So let's say you've already paid $299 and you want to up it to 6 months, you just got to pay the difference of the $1,001 for the next 5 months.
Right.
Make sense?
Yeah, and I'm definitely interested in going that route.
Okay.
I would like to do the month
okay.
and watch the results and see how it goes.
Yep. Yeah, that's usually what how we start out too. You know, Google is also kind of timid about, oh, let's jump into a contract if we haven't evaluated this guy and see what his reviews look like first, you know? So, but we do still make it an option to you at point of sale. So they're like, you know. All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first
okay.
page of Google for D&D, tree and land management, you can only have one phone number listed. as a contact line for your customers. Did you want to use this number that we're on now?
No, I don't, because this is actually my personal number, and I already get enough spam calls on it.
Okay, so I'll hide this, and I'll list this only in case I need to get a hold of you for, like, an emergency.
Right, no, you're totally good to call it. I just don't want everybody in the world calling it.
No, I got you. So well, I want a line for the customer. Yeah.
Right, and that's what I'm going to give you. I have that.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
It is 208.
208.
315.
315.
4228.
28. Okay. 208-315.
And that is my business cell phone.
Okay, gotcha. Business line.
Yeah, but the company cell phone.
Primary contact. Okay. Yeah, and then the 9033 won't be posted anywhere online. That's literally just me to have internally in case I'm having trouble getting a hold of you
right.
on the business line. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And
what's
nine times out of ten, still well.
Still well. Okay. Sorry, nine times out of ten, what? I think there's a delay in the line.
I won't answer the company line that often because I don't usually carry it. Mm. I've got one other guy or my wife usually will answer that one.
Okay.
Because I'm on jobs, estimating, doing jobs. I'm all over the place, so.
Yeah, you're the boots on the ground. But you're the person we would want
right.
to set everything up with, though, because, I mean, you're going to be out in the field, you know? Like, if we list you under land management, there's a bunch of different keywords there, and then maybe somebody's asking you to do, like, some difficult kind of stump removal that you don't want to do. Not, this is an example, right? Not literally. But,
right.
You would want to let me know or relay that information so that way we can adjust the campaign. That way you guys aren't getting those type of calls.
Well, I do offer all kinds of services.
Right. I know that. So we're going to do a client interview with you. I'm going to obviously set up the account and then I'll schedule the client interview, which could be later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule looks like. But they'll go over like which keywords you're listed for, the service area you're covering. We've been in business since 2004, so they know what questions to ask. You know, it's like a set questionnaire, like 32 questions. It helps us
right.
create your account. So it's nothing difficult,
okay.
you know. It's just, you know, over the phone, not like you got to hop on a computer or do anything crazy. They just want to make sure we're setting up the campaign properly and listing you correctly. All right. So what's a good time for the client interview while we're on the subject?
Oh, man. Really, I can't even pinpoint a good time. You just got to try because I
okay.
move around a lot.
Yeah.
I do a lot
that.
Of FireWise projects, so I'm always out on the project mm. somewhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Do a lot of,
so,
a lot of fire mitigation stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's very common out here in the Big Bear area, actually. It tends to happen almost every summer.
Well, California's kind of helped motivate some of the people around here to get going on theirs. Because it's
yeah.
pretty overgrown and pretty, maintenance is pretty lax.
Yeah, it's a really traumatizing experience when that happens, you know. California gets those fires that are just
well, it's
devastating.
Stupid to let it go that far.
Mountains.
We had a couple good ones come through here last year, and that's kind of helped motivate people.
Yeah, it's scary. It's really scary. It's no joke. It's kind of like hell. I've seen like a living depiction of hell when the mountains are on fire at nighttime, and you just see like the red glow of the flames and these like 100-year-old pine trees. Just you know what I mean? Just in doused
oh,
in
yeah.
flames, and there's a house. It's horrible. Yeah, it's just like. Devastating. So it's a good thing to have. I think anybody that doesn't capitalize on that service is kind of negligent, you know. Do I spell your last name STILLWELL?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure I had that right. And then I have, so for like a mountain standard time, I have 2 to 3 o'clock available today. Do you think that would be a good time to try for the client interview?
Yeah, you can try that.
Okay.
I should be far enough along in my day to be able to stop.
Okay.
Right there and check.
I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and I'll text you an hour before just to make sure that it's still a good time for mm-hmm. you. What's your email address?
Right there. Mine is davidstillwell235@gmail.com.
Okay.
I have a company email that is linked to the Facebook and all that other stuff.
Well, I'm going to send you like a receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing because I have you on a discounted pricing structure. This is a business expense that you can write off later. So I don't know if we want to put it in the business one, maybe kind of keep it separate. Up to you though.
We can do the business one.
Okay. Let's do the business email then.
Okay. It's DND.
DND.
Tree and Land. @gmail.com.
Okay, DND. And the D is spelled out, or is it the letter N?
It's letter D, letter N, letter D.
Got it. Okay, that's what I assumed, but I just wanted to double check. Okay.
I would send you a picture of the business card if I knew how.
Okay, not a problem. I mean, it's usually pretty simple. You just gotta go to the actual photo, and then when you tap on it, there's like a little box with an arrow pointing up, and you want to tap on that box to send. Yeah, and then you just type in the destination usually. But that's okay. I appreciate you letting me know that you have trouble with the technology like that, because then we could be super thorough with it. You know, I'll put you in a queue where they call you as the primary way of contact. And then text and email will be like the secondary last forms. Pretty much everything we'll do communication-wise, we'll just call you directly. I feel like that's going to be the best bet for you.
Well, it's definitely simpler for me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I texted you my direct number and extension there about 8 minutes ago. You'll have a text in there.
Okay, I heard a beep come in, so.
Yeah, so you're going to want to try
but
to
But I get a
that.
Lot of them.
Yeah, but I'll be your point guy. Like I said, we have 24/7 customer service and an account management team that'll be helping walk you through the campaign and make sure everything's going smoothly for you.
Okay.
Okay. And then what's the street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter to?
The street address.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the only one I got's my personal, and I hate to put that on there.
Well, I can hide it for you. I could hide it across
can
all
you?
Platforms. Yeah, yeah. I can make it so it just says city, state, and zip on your listing. The only reason we actually need it is just to send you that postcard. After that, you don't have to
it
displayed or anything. We could hide
it. Well, my physical and my mailing is two different places because I live in a kind of a little bit of a rural area, so I have a P.O. box.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
So if you send something to that other, my physical, I won't get it. Unless it's FedEx or UPS or something.
Yeah, usually it does get FedEx to you, the PIN verification letters. And then if there's...
Okay, if it's FedEx, then yes.
Okay, what's the street address?
It's 12132 State Highway 55.
State Highway 55. Okay, I found it, Cascade. And it's 83611?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
All of course, right. That depends on who you're ordering from because I live right in the middle of a zip code break.
It sounds like
I am dead center that stupid line.
Yeah, it sounds like a good thing. People have a hard time finding you. That's a good way to live.
Yeah.
You know, and you get a little peace when you really want it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get none of that. We live in a real big city, and we're close to the beach, so, you know, and then I got kids, so, no.
Oh, way. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's wild. All right, so I got your profile set up. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
As far as that's when clients would call then? Is that what you're asking,
yeah.
Or?
Yep, that would be the call time. There's a little open and closed icon on your Google listing, so.
Probably an 8 to 5 would be better as far as when they can call.
Okay. And is that
but
like Monday?
We're usually on the, yes.
Okay. What about the weekends?
I'm trying not to work too many weekends, but.
Okay.
Occasionally I'll get backlogged and have to make up a day or two here and there.
Yeah, that happens, but not intentionally. So I'll list it as like
right.
Saturday and Sunday by appointment only. So they could call, but they don't really expect you.
No, that works.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And they can obviously leave a message at that rate.
Yeah, that's true too. There's a tracking system we'll show you how to use. It's really easy, actually. Like I was saying, that downloadable app. It sounds super complicated, but I'm sure you'll get it like pretty quickly.
And that connects to the Facebook and any other social platform, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we're actually going to run Facebook ads through your Facebook page. So we're going to have to walk you through step by step on like how to add us to that. But that is a feature that's going to give your Facebook page a big boost as far as traffic. And then they'll do a biweekly posting on that for you as well.
Most likely, and that interview that you're going over all that in that interview, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's sometimes, you know, we go through everything in the interview just to get everything set up. And then it's like, we don't want to overwhelm you with 100 things at once.
Well, that's easily to do with technology.
Right. So that's why I'm saying we kind of go step by step. The client interview will just give us the information we need to actually get you set up. And then moving forward, though, there'll be continued communications on like, okay, today we're going to get the access to the Facebook. We're going to do this post. You know, okay, today we're going to show you how to do this. It won't all be at once during that client interview. There's going to be a continued kind of education and walkthrough process on it until.
Okay.
You know,
well, that's good because when we get to that point, I'll have my kid with me. That's kind of the tech person.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So
yeah, no, I can understand.
That's where
that.
I was going with that.
Yeah, I can understand that. So I have the client interview scheduled between 2 and 3. If they're available at that time, that's awesome. I could also push it to like 4 and 5 if that's a better time to have them available.
We'll just go with that. He's on the job with me today, so we'll just go
with
that.
Okay, awesome. You don't sound old enough to have a kid already working with you. That's good.
I'm plenty old enough.
Make it stop, though. No. Yeah, you're good. So
just about 45 this year.
Oh wow, no, that's good though. You're still young. You're not. That's not that old. It's really all dependent on the choices that we make though when we're younger. You know, in college, I used to like drink and smoke a lot, and then my dad's like this. Looks like a bodybuilder. He's 60 years old now, and it's crazy because he was telling me all the time, like, I never told you you had to stop. I kind of always let you do what you want to do, but I don't drink, I don't smoke. And he's like, I don't think you're going to live very long. Like, he had a real conversation with me about it. So then I just stopped everything when I was like 22. So I've been like eight years completely sober from everything, and I do feel like I'll live a lot longer now. So it just kind of depends.
It tends to help.
Oh, it definitely helps. Yeah, I run and stuff. I do triathlons, things. I get really competitive physically now.
Well, there was some concern early in life that it wasn't going to work quite like that.
Cancer scare? My mom passed from cancer in 2010, so I have one of these.
No, it was a generation thing of the youth not wanting to work.
Oh, well, yeah.
I was thinking I was going to have to just be on my own, but it seems that they're stepping up finally.
Yeah. No, that's definitely good. That's the benefit to having boys. You know, I have two boys, so I'm really happy about that. I kind of, I cried when I first found out my wife was pregnant. So I was like, oh crap, here we go. And then I found out it was a boy, and it turned into tears of joy. I'm like, yes, one day he'll turn into a man and get the heck out of my house.
Right. I'm still worrying about that too. When can that happen?
Well, you know, a couple more years under your wing. You're almost there. You know what I mean? Just teach him how to function the company properly and get a consistent client base, and then you can sit back and let him
Well, go. That's kind of the goal we're headed towards, and it's slowly coming together. Actually,
it's going to pick up pace here over the next couple months. It's going to pick up a whole different kind of pace I'm not sure you've ever seen before.
I'm ready for it, you know.
Yeah,
that's what we have calendars for, to schedule.
Yeah, definitely. It's a different animal, you know. Your people's first right of defense, if they pull out their phone and are like tree service or land management or any of the services you provide, you're the first thing that comes up. So it's it'll definitely.
Well, and that's another question you just brought up that I don't usually think about until just now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the websites, a lot of them aren't mobile device compatible. I've come across that.
This one is. This one is. Yeah,
okay.
It's got a responsive design, so it'll automatically shape to fit the device that they're on.
Because I've run into that issue in the past where you try to look something up and it just doesn't work.
That's why people should be hiring a Google partner and not be trying to do it themselves, building these rinky-dink things, you know? So
you'll
you
have
try
to power the head and hit the button also. But, yeah, I've run into that, so I wanted to ask that question.
Yeah. No, it's responsive. So the only time you'll run into sites like that is if somebody tried to be a cheapo and try to throw a site together themselves rather than get a professional to do it. And then you'll have that problem. But these sites are fully customized website designs with a responsive design. So, you know, whatever device your potential customers are on, it'll automatically shape to fit their phone so that way they could easily navigate it. iPhone, Android, or tablet.
Well, I would say 98% of anybody looking for this service is going to be on a mobile device.
Yeah, it's 84% actually, based on what Google tells us. It's 84% of searches that are done on the internet today are on a mobile device like an iPhone, Android, or tablet. Yeah, so it's pretty
right.
much
taken. Right, and that's, I
over.
Will, that's what I do.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, it's no different. I do everything from my mobile device, you know. I actually got a response back on your email. I tried to send a test email, and I think I got something wrong on there. David?
I don't know. Do you have the work phone on you? Check the email and see if you got an email.
Well, no, I got a response back already saying it's wrong. So I think it's like, I know it's D&D tree and land at Gmail, but is the A&D spelled out between tree and land? Or is that an N also?
No, it's D.
Uh-huh.
N is in the letter N.
Uh-huh.
And D.
Uh-huh.
It's not spelled out and.
But then it's tree and land.
No, it's all one word.
No,
right.
Said it came
but,
back.
But I'm saying the
confused.
second and, is it an N also?
No, it's an N, just a plain N. Tree and
okay.
land management.
That's what it is. Okay, so it's D&D, tree, and land. I had it D&D, and then tree, and then A-N-D, L-A-N-D. Make sense? So.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so that's my fault.
You had too many letters.
Yeah. All right, I got you now. Yeah, now it's
try it again. Here we're holding the phone right now, so we'll see
okay.
if it comes through.
Okay, I'll put one that says test.
Okay. Sitting here watching it now just for it to pop in.
No worries. This one's just a blank email. I'll say test and have some contact info.
Barbara here. Okay, Google test. Okay, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
It looks like John Hill, right?
Yep, that'll have the contact information. It's actually Jazwan John, but I always go by
John.
Yeah,
Jazwan Hill.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Jazwan John Hill, and then I always go by John usually. But
okay.
Yeah.
Keep
if
it
you
simple.
Google me, though, know, you can see. It. Yeah, my first name is just it's a doozy. My parents were, I don't know. What they were smoking back in the 90s. Early early 90s, baby. All right. So let me see here. Update. All right. So I got the client interview scheduled. Profile good. Hours of operation good. PIN verification letter going out via FedEx. Okay, numbers, emails verified. Okay, so I got everything set up on this end. Client interview scheduled. Let me. I have to fix the that email on your client interview too. That's the problem. Okay, so let me do this.
Oh yeah.
Because you're not getting an invitation for that now, and now you'll get it. Is that your logo affiliated with it? I see the logo popping up there.
Yeah, it is, but it's kind of going to be revised here shortly.
Okay. Well, let your son know, like, whenever you change it, or if you could send it in, there's an email address that I texted to you. It's a business one for photos. It helps us in case you have, like, some really fancy photos or some high-quality ones. It's just photos@localsplash.com.
Well, we do a lot of drone footage as well, so we'd like to try to post some of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We could put a drone video on there, 100%. The video clips, they try to keep them under 60 seconds. But if you guys want to create, like, a video of some work that you've done.
Well, we're not totally good at the editing process thing.
Oh, that's okay. We have guys in-house.
Hours and hours of footage.
You just
need to put it together and make it look like something good.
Yeah, that's fun, though. I like doing stuff like that. That's like a social media thing, you know? You can kind of post things together, little video clips. But, yeah, I mean, whatever you guys want to send in, like, obviously we have guys in-house that can help you modify it. If you say, hey, you want to, like, cut something out or do something with it, we have graphic designers that will help with that. We're not going to put anything on the site that doesn't look good. You know, we'll always run it by you or double-check.
Well, and that's what I'm looking for is top-shelf, high-end, something that's going to look above the competition.
Yeah.
And how to achieve it, I don't know.
Well, that it's working with a Google partner. I mean, like I said, Parker Tree Service, they don't have anything rinky-dink. You know, they spend a lot of money on their campaigns, but it's sad, but that's how you get things done. Unfortunately,
well,
the world we live in.
It takes money to make money, but and I don't have a fat budget at the moment to throw a lot at it, so.
Well, that's why I tried to give you the lowest possible rate, because once your foot's in the door, it'll pay for itself. You know, then you don't have to worry about taking money out of your pocket each month. The clients that it's bringing in for you will make it a self-sustaining system.
Well, and that's where I would like to see that go, yes.
Yeah, that way you could use it as a long-term solution, because that's our goal. Our goal is to work with you until you guys close the doors, or even if you pass it off to your son there. That's why I'm saying, hey, let's get familiar with him too. Have him be a little involved in it, because if he's going to take it over later, at least he knows me, he knows us, he knows what we're doing. You know what I mean? And it'll just make things a lot easier. So, all right. So I have the whole account set up. I have the client interview scheduled for this afternoon. The last thing I got to do, David, is secure your first month's payment of the $299. How did you want to do that?
I got a Visa here.
Okay. And it's going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It'll be the business Visa.
Okay, so D&D, tree and land management. And then is the billing address the same as that street address we're sending the PIN verification?
No, it is not. It's P.O. Box 6.
Okay, P.O. Box 6. And that's also in Cascade?
Yes.
Okay, same zip code and everything, the 83611?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
4167.
4167.
8090.
8090.
0258.
0258.
8676.
8676. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0/25.
0/25? There's no month zero.
Oh, wait a minute. I had it backwards. 0/7/25.
Oh, there we go. All right. And then there's a
I'm
three
multitasking
digit
here. I'm looking at too many numbers. it is 254.
254. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. If you could give me like 60 seconds of your undivided attention, I'll try to make it quick, okay?
Okay.
All right. It says, welcome to our voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you state the name of your business?
Tree and Land Management.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
David Stillwell, owner.
And just to confirm, business name is D&D Tree and Land Management.
Yes, that's how it's spelled out normally, but we had to shorten it up for the email and all that other stuff.
Gotcha. Okay, just to confirm. And then you used the asterisk sign instead of the A&D on the actual business name
right.
itself. Okay, gotcha. Okay, and then it says, can you please state your name and title within the business?
David Stillwell. Owner, operator, everything.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, David, it's important that you guys are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. So I ain't going to ride you too hard if you're missing calls from customers here and there. I imagine you're going to have a little bit of an overflow, but more so if I'm blowing
well,
you up.
Well, at that end, if they're not leaving messages, they're probably not always going to get answered, mainly because we have a poor cell service area depending on our jobs.
Well, we have this tracking system, remember? So the tracking system will still save their number and their information if you are missing calls or if, like, the signal's not connecting it.
What's going on two different wires?
Okay, what would say that again?
No problem. So I was saying there's a tracking system that will actually capture the client's information if you're in like a bad service area to receive the call.
Oh, okay.
Or if you're missing calls. So I'm not so worried about that portion of it. I know that either you'll answer them when they come through or, you know, you could always recover them from that tracking system. But it's more like if you see my number coming through, I'm blowing you up, it's probably important.
Right.
Yeah. So just
well, and then you'll come in on my line and not the other.
I don't have any shame. I'll blow you up. Yeah, I have your cell phone here, so I'll blow you up if I have to. It's
right, crazy. But you're the only one that's going to have that number. It won't be listed anywhere else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You'll know the difference if it's us or if it's a potential client, you know, so. It's just more so saying for us, we know that the clients that come in, you might not be able to answer all of them as they come in because you're in a position to get a high volume of calls. Okay.
Right.
And then it says here, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
As far as what? What are you referring to there?
So we know what you're currently doing. It's just saying, like, if you're going to add something after today, which you really shouldn't need. I mean, I tried to make sure I covered all your bases, so we're your one-stop shop for your online advertising for the business. But if you're going to add something, we want you to double-check, so that way we can make sure you're not, like, paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Oh, okay.
You know, we don't want them, like, you signed up with a guy we didn't know about, and then they're touching the website, and the website's all jacked up, and we don't know what's going on. You know?
Right.
So, yeah. So it's
because I am on Angie's list.
Well, yeah, I know what you're currently doing. It's just saying, like, after today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Angie's in Facebook's always got, and word of mouth.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go and give your Facebook a boost. You have, like, the Facebook ads that we're going to be running. So I'm not worried about that stuff. It's just anything like after today, you know, you definitely want to double check
okay.
and make sure it's not something we're already doing for you. That way you're not paying for something.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Making a duplicate.
Right.
All right. So it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I have you on a month-to-month campaign here. You're not binded to any kind of contract. Again, we do recommend that you always try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up because there's going to be that setup period, being that your company is completely new. To Google.
Right.
It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is May 24th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle. So I've included the custom website design for you at no additional charge. I've also waived all fees that are affiliated with your campaign and website.
I'd unplug those.
When the term is completed,
break that.
Your agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 24th day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $299, unless, of course, you call me to opt into a contract, okay, for an extensive period of time.
Okay.
So it's going to stay month to month unless you initiate it, right? And it's going to stay $299 month to month unless you go, hey, I want to do a 6-month or 12-month prepay. We'll never do those kind of things automatically without your consent. And then it says...
Well, that would be good. I would probably, depending on how things go,
mm-hmm.
would up that after our little probationary period that we kind of test and try.
Yeah, that's why I say you got my direct number and extension. If you call me, you know, I'll make sure I give you that deal, and I'll also prorate the deal based on what you already paid. So if you say, hey, you know,
okay.
I wanted to opt into 6 months, I'll go, okay, you're already a month in, so the next 5 months we'll do for 1,001, you know. So just let me know. We'll cross that bridge when we get
okay.
there. That's like a daily experience for me. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties. If you are going to discontinue, we do ask you let us know before the next billing's due so we can stop your billing cycle. There's no penalties or anything like that. We'll just part ways as friends. You'll still have all your online listings. We'll just stop doing the optimization. So you'll see yourself rotate off the first page. But other than that, we don't maliciously attack you in any way. You still keep all those listings that we create for you. And it says,
okay.
do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, which did process already, you're going to have a welcome email and a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect. So do you see two texts in there?
I did get some, but I get so many texts in a few minutes period. I quit looking at them at times.
Okay. What's your son's name, David?
Brady.
Brady? Okay.
Did you get them backwards?
Brady Stillwell.
I didn't label him.
And his phone number?
It's going to be the business number.
Okay. So let me go ahead and submit.
With the 315, whatever it is.
Okay. How old is Brady, if you don't mind me asking?
21.
Okay. Old enough to have a beer. That's my goal one day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't drank in years. I go, okay, once he's got facial hair and he's old enough, I'll have a beer with him. And then I'll go riding off into the sunset.
Yeah.
All right. So the reason I got his information is because there's two text messages in there and that email. And I want him to,
okay.
If you
Well, the email's going to go to that phone number, or that email, right, that we gave
the
you the D&D.
Yeah. So that should be already
Did you send the text messages to my number or that number?
The text messages are going through to the 9033 line.
Okay, that's mine then.
Yeah. So those, you said that's your personal cell phone. So all the messages I
right.
sent are going through to your personal cell phone. That's from communication
okay.
from me to you, right? So.
Okay, right.
So there's messages in there though. One of them's like an outline of the agreement in writing. It's called your subscription terms. At the bottom, you're
okay.
supposed to sign off on that. It's like a digital signature. So that's what I was saying. If you want to have him go through that, it's pretty easy. But it'll have everything outlined in your service agreement, the discounted pricing structure. That way you guys got a hard copy. Like if I croak tomorrow, not that I'm planning on it, but your deal is still solidified. That they're not going to come up to you and go, hey, you know, how did you get this $500 package for $300, you know? So
right.
you got it all black and white and everything we're doing in exchange for the currency. And then the other one is to help get your Google business profile verified. Now, sending that postcard over obviously is a big part of that verification, right? It's the most important thing. But there are the things that
okay.
help us just add credibility to your business for your potential prospects. And so if you fill out that form as much as you can, it might ask you for, like, if you have insurance for the business or if you have licensing or if it requires licensing.
Oh, yeah. We're general contractors.
Right.
Fully insured for hazard tree removal, everything. We are.
Right. That's where you're going to want to input that information. It just adds credibility. Those are things that we want to have attached to your listing. It just gives people peace of mind when they're calling you and they're hiring you to know that, you know, you guys are legit.
Okay.
Okay. And that's basically it. That concludes our initial setup process. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns moving forward, just give me a call. You know, same thing, with Brady. If you guys, the number's attached to every text and email that you get from our company. It's an 877 line. So if you need help, you can have him jump on the line or you jump on the line. We have a good caller ID system here with both your cell phone, the business line, and your email attached to it. So whichever way you choose to communicate, we'll know it's you and we'll be able to assist you. But I'll let you guys get back to your work day. I know you're a little busy, and then I'll circle back with you this afternoon between 2 and 3 o'clock for that client interview, okay?
Okay. All right, and you're going to be a part of the interview?
Well, I'll call you first. I'll introduce you. It is going to be a separate technician that's going to walk you through it. So I'll call you first, okay, and I'll introduce you to them, and then they'll come on and just kind of take it from there.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you soon. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
All righty. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Looking forward to working with you.
Okay. Bye.
All right.